Today is the 6th of June in the 60th century. Today the world's king, namely Daisy, banished Imogen, Rio, and Helena from his planet because they proved his theories wrong. Because of his majesty's love of astronomy, he banished the trio to perish in the heat of the sun. Join the three girls on their journey through the eyes of a spy camera attached to Rio's shoulder. We have skipped a few unimportant details in the story.
Most Imperial Majesty, if you would be so kind as to let us ask you a favor.
And what might that be, Inferior Imp?
Well, Your Highness, you see that lovely sheepskin rug on the floor, and that lovely, that beautiful four-poster bed in the corner, oh, and that 3D TV, and that lovely sofa there? Well, we were just wondering if maybe we could take those along with us, you know, to remember you in our dying hours.
And one more thing. We think that the best thing you could give us would be the newest spaceship that we designed with your help.
Yeah, all right then, but just because you got the loot, the spaceship is waiting for you in the lab. It's already richly furnished. You may take my boxes to remember you, but not the pink ones. They're too manly.
In the spaceship. This is an awesome spaceship. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off!
Coffee? Tea, anyone?
Nah, I'm okay.
Do you think we're seriously gonna die?
Dunno. Oh my god, whoa, did we put a speed of light button on this thing?
Yeah, I think we did.
Maybe if we travel at the speed of light, we'll go like straight through the sun.
Let's go! Bring on the speed of light!
Engaging speed of light mode. Please fasten your seatbelts.
Poofed! There's Venus!
And there's Mercury!
And there's the sun!
And now we're back for more. In previous episodes, Imogen, Rio, Helena blasted off into space. We left them at the moment they came face to face with the sun. And now we join them as they head further towards the giant star.
Ah!
Wow, it's getting kind of hot.
But guys, it's not hot anymore.
Am I in dead? Am I in heaven?
No, I don't think so. I mean, our craft spaceship is just there, and like there are these weird things flying about everywhere. And you may think I'm going crazy, but I think we may have just crashed on the sun.
Whoa, girl, cool it. How can we have crashed on the sun? Number one, we should be burning into death right now because it's 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit on the sun. Number two, the sun is a star, meaning that it's composed of hydrogen and helium, so we kind of couldn't be standing here right now if it is the sun. Number three, I'm pretty sure that Earth was the only planet capable of sustaining life.
Point, but where else would we have crashed? Because the ship was programmed to head towards the sun, and I'm pretty sure that such a high-tech ship wouldn't have malfunctioned like this. Let's explore this place. It seems pretty cool.
I suppose it must be then.
Take a look at that guy over there. He's all stripy. Kind of like a zebra with claws and some pretty threatening too. I bet we move away from him. He's freaking me out.
Whoa, check it out. There's some liney thing coming to kill it.
Ouch, that's gotta hurt.
Moving on.
You know, guys, we haven't had a drink since we left Earth.
Point. Let's see if we can drink that water in the lake over there. Look, there's someone coming. What? Why are you pointing at my arm?
Why are you pointing at my knife?
Kaboom!
Give me back my knife.